This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
These are the random facts no one share.
I bet there's going to be five.
Actually, no.
What?
Yeah. I didn't like the fifth one on my usual list, so I went and found another number five.
So there's still five?
There's six.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm going to tell you what is that I saw. Right. In fact, I'll start with that.
Okay.
It's a random fact, but it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
It's the first kid ever on a milk carton.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. Doesn't seem like it belongs in a segment like
no,
this.
No, that's like an unfun fact.
It's a very unfun fact, yeah. The first missing child on a milk carton, 1982. Never found. Ugh. They know who it is. It's like, yeah, you know, don't need to drag everybody down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't want to forget. I get it. You know, I don't want to make light. I don't want to minimize that contribution.
We don't need this S on a Wednesday.
Yeah, come on, man. Somebody's kid, dude.
I know. It's terrible.
Yeah.
There was a tradition in ancient Greek theater that the characters do not die on stage.
See, now that's nice.
Yeah. They don't die on stage. What would happen is they, no matter how important the characters were, the deaths were almost always occurring off stage and then announced by a messenger in some way. I'm here to tell you, Penis Erectus has died.
Yes. Backstage.
Gluteus Maximus. Yeah. They sometimes would show the body later on in the play, but they never actually show the act of someone dying.
Interesting.
Testicles is dead, sir. Yeah, I don't want to tell you how.
Well,
just, he's dead.
All right. All hail. Ask clitoris if he'll come in.
Oh, my God.
The last time a third-party candidate got any electoral votes. Electoral votes.
Was it H. Ross Perot?
No.
He didn't get any?
Not electoral votes. No, that means winning votes in states.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh,
well, there
no.
are a couple of states that, like, split their vote, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. George Wallace.
Holy crap.
George Wallace, racist that he was, ran on a platform of promoting segregation and won five states.
Wow, that's
Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, good. Alabama, and Georgia. The usual suspects, one might see. There's a city called Rome on every continent besides Antarctica. A city named Rome.
Well, they ought to do something down there.
There are a few of them in the United States. There's a Rome in Ecuador. There's one in Australia.
New
one
York.
In Indonesia. One in the South African nation of Lesotho. And, of course, Rome, Italy.
Yeah, there's also Rome, New York.
No, I just said there's several in the United States. Yeah. Right. Bohemian Rhapsody is credited with starting the music video trend. I didn't realize this. Long before MTV. Queen made a promotional video for the song 1975 that was such a hit that record companies began making videos for all of their hit songs. And then the birth of MTV to show the videos. The videos had to exist first. Otherwise, they would have had no programming.
You know what? I've always thought the Monkees were the first ones to do music videos. And I think they were, but I think Queen is.
You could.
You're right.
Make
I think
the case.
I think the wheels started turning with Queen in '75 because we're closer to the launch date of MTV.
The Monkees had it,
and the Monkees
they
were
had
done,
a TV show.
And, exactly,
it was in the TV show.
Yeah.
And then finally, this. Each person sheds 40 pounds of skin in their lifetime.
Why? Why?
Yeah.
But that's an unfun fact.
Is it really unfun?
I don't know. It's a fact. Not fun.
I don't want to go anywhere near your house if you have a shed.
Never go back.
I have a shed. I actually
not
lived
in the
in
padlock
it for
basement.
I don't
I'm
have a
saying
padlock.
Far away from you.
Skin.
Yeah, I think you're crazy.
All right, 5:53 here.